This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz. Podcasting. It's easier than you think, and Free FM has everything you need, from help with initial planning right through to hosting and delivery across popular podcast platforms. Our content creators are just ordinary people delivering engaging weekly podcasts and radio shows on all sorts of issues that affect them, their communities, and our society. We're really keen to support new content by, for, and about a wide range of community groups and issues. Interested? Go to freefm.org.nz or see our Facebook page to find out more.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse.
Hello and welcome to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0 and also on Arrow FM on the Wairarapa, Raglan Community Radio, Otago Access Radio and Radio Kidnappers out in Hastings. Hola! How's everyone doing today? So it's your friendly neighbourhood radio station host, Vanessa. I am here with Fighting Stigma and I am so, so excited. So I'm going to have to work really hard today because I'm really excited to talk slow enough that you can hear me because I could sound like a high-pitched squirrel today. I'm so happy. My workmate Hens is in the studio today. Ooh! Do you want to be called Hens or Henrietta?
Oh, whatever suits, whatever suits. I'm good with anything, just nothing other than bad words.
Bad words. We won't use any bad words. So, yes, so I might have the occasional, your turn, but other than that, so much more polite than you. So
let's
I'm happy that Hens is here today. So she is learning how to do the radio show, so she's going to join me, so I'm excited. But today we're going to talk about, like, kind of how does our brain work? What do we do around our thinking with anxiety? What are some sort of the starting before you're ready things? Like, what are the things that, like, what are the things that come through our head that stop us? And what are some of the things we can start telling ourselves? Like, so what are some positive affirmations? What are some different ways of thinking that can help us when we're stumbling over those hurdles that our brain is putting up for us? But before I get into all that juiciness, I'm going to tell us a little bit about our sponsor, Progress to Health. So grab a pen and paper, because if you think some of these might be useful, take them down. Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us. So we have lots of different things going on at Progress to Health at the moment. So obviously our office has moved from 19 Hood Street and we're now located at 18 Ross Trevor Street and down the river end. So you kind of go down Victoria Street and you go past London Street and then you get to Ross Trevor Street and you turn down there towards the river and we're number 18 and we're downstairs. So it's nice and easy to be able to find us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Well, hopefully all of that kind of came through and you got some ideas about some of the awesome stuff we're doing at Progress to Health. If you think Progress to Health is someone you like might be useful for yourself or someone else, I said that phone number. I'm not going to say it again. I said it so many times during that. Hopefully you grab that number. If you didn't grab the number, grab a pen and paper while you're listening to Hens and I talk today. And at the end of the show, I do play that ad again, so you better grab the phone number for that. So, Hens, you had this awesome idea about different like conversation starters. And when I was looking at them, for me, it was a lot of stuff around, because I've been talking recently on the radio a lot about anxiety and kind of how what our brain kind of does to us, like the things that we get off track with. Yeah. And to me, a lot of these were like, as much as the conversation starters, they're like almost like affirmations or kind of reminders about how we can, like just reminders to get back on track or things to think about, different ways to reframe or sort of look at things differently.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely, because like sometimes what happens when it comes to anxiety, and I think everyone, even yourself, I know for myself, when it comes to anxiety, there is always that underlying factor of a deep-rooted belief system that we have.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's something that we grow up with, and it's that belief that we have sitting internally that creates that sense of anxiety when it comes to changing, and our mind just switches. When our people get caught up in a moment, then it's a sense of struggle. We tend to judge that moment.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing that we could try and shift our thinking is don't judge the moment.
And it's not, because you're right, because it's not the moment. Like sometimes it is the moment, sometimes it is the interaction. Mm. But actually, it's not about judging, and it's not about that particular thing. It's about how we react to it, as you're saying, like our thoughts and our belief systems, how we've been brought up to judge that moment. Like what is our intrinsic instant judgment of that moment? And so if actually we recognize that's what we're doing, then if we can move out of that, it actually helps us move out of that, the reaction to that moment.
Yeah.
Like that's huge. That's so powerful.
And I love that, Miss. I read that saying around life is 10% of what happens, and the 90% is how we choose to react to it. And that's when the anxiety plays a big part in our actions to how we apply ourselves.
Completely. Because it's that whole idea of like how I was always told it was, it's 10% 10% what happens and 90% your attitude to that. And it was like, my attitude's freaking fine. Beepity beep 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 beep. If you're like, you know, actually like doing the swearing, but it was like, and I was like, and then I realized later on, like years later, I was like, But that was actually my attitude to it. Like that was my belief around being told that actually it's not the moment.
Yeah, and you know,
it was actually me.
And the funny thing is, it comes down to that golden rule as well. Is don't try it before you deny it, mate.
Don't deny it before you try it. It's like that whole thing of like you have to give it a go. We prejudge things. It's like, especially if someone has anxiety, quite often we have those unhelpful thinking styles where we're like catastrophize or we personalize or we're black and white thinking, which is if you're listening and you hadn't heard last week's show on, I think it's the 12th of the 9th, grab a podcast and have a listen to that, because I go into those a little bit more. But it's like, we kind of like, I know for myself, like catastrophizing thinking is like huge. Like I haven't even existed in that moment yet, like let alone actually done anything for it. But my brain has already jumped forward and gone, it's going to go end horribly wrong. Mm. It's so just immensely dreadful, and it's all your fault, and the world's going to end, and everything sucks.
Yeah,
and it's like I'm not only just prejudging the moment; it's like I'm judging the moment like before it even happens, and then I'm like living into this sort of like negative thinking space. Yeah. And it's like, actually, you got to live it; you got to be in the moment, and it's sometimes about bringing us back and going, hey, stop and take a second, be in the now, and that's where like all that mindfulness stuff can make such a huge difference, right?
Yeah.
And I really love one of the ones you've got down here is everything can be figured out.
Everything
can be figured out.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh.
And it is. It's pulling yourself away from the actual struggle and actually rethinking about the perspective just differently.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And it's that thing about like actually it's so much about your perspective. Like if you use that golden rule, like, you know, 10% what's happening, 90% your beliefs about it, your attitudes about it, how you're thinking about it, what your judgments of it are. If you think about that, right, and you go, okay, so this particular situation is like the world's worst thing. So, okay, but 90% of that is how I'm thinking about it. So how am I thinking about it?
Yeah.
And go back and look at what, how am I thinking about it and go, okay, right, so what can I adjust my thinking to so it looks more like something I want to be existing in? Because I love that whole idea of reframing, like going, what is your current thinking about it? How can we look at this in a different way so it's not the world's worst thing ever? Because let's be honest, I would much rather live in something where I'm enjoying myself and it's not like the world's worst thing. Because actually, I have enough of that, like, naturally. And I really like the bit you've got there, our beliefs underpin how we practice our everyday lives, which is kind of you talked about before, but it's that idea that, like, we so often, like I talked about a couple of weeks ago about that, actually it's probably almost a month or two ago now, the connection between our thoughts and our feelings. So So the fact that actually, like, something happens and we have a thought and that's when the emotion kicks in. And so often for me, I've noticed, it's like until I read it out loud, I went, what? It was like this little epiphany happened. I'm sure there was a little bit of smoke going on because it was like, but sometimes, like, the action happens, the event happens, and the emotion is so close to that that the thought is so automatic, so, like, invisible in my head that I don't know there's a thought happened, right? And then looking into it and, like, going into it and going, actually, there's not just a thought. There's a thought before that. And then before that, there's a belief, right? There's an attitude, there's a judgment. And it's like,
So that's where it's all come from, eh?
Delving into it, eh? And it's huge because that's actually looking into that stuff and going, oh, okay, I'm going to look at this stuff and I'm going to have a have an idea about that. But what I'm going to do now, so we've talked a little bit about some of those things, so like kind of start having a think, like, hey, do I notice that for myself? Is this, do I recognize that I actually do the, actually no, it's the 10% of what actually happened is like got the most power, it's the biggest bit. Or do you actually kind of notice the 90%, like your attitudes, your beliefs, your thoughts, your judgments around something? So have a think about that, and I'm going to play us a song. I'm going to play us David Dallas, Running, here on the Fighting Stigma Show on Free FM 89.0.
I got a new one in my got no muscle, no hustle, no backbone. I stand alone, not tripping. Just saying, I'm different. Ain't hanging on to the coattails of the next man. Passport in my left hand. Thinking that you are next. Heck, oh, you ain't holding your breath, man. Cause I'm out here, I'm hungry. I don't play around, trust me. Ain't had as much drive since my Honda Civic got rusty. And my girl said she loved me. It's funny, just thinking back. Study hard for that 9 to 5. Like I thought that I should be good with that. I was dreaming, still dreaming. Fall out on me like Willie Bean, still performing like Al Pacino, Instagram and tuxedos with my peoples. We growing up, still don't seem like we slowing up. 10 squad, we throwing up, every time that we showing up. Get in while I'm living, all I ever hear is the clock tick, tick, tick. So I'm about my business and I'm running, I'm running, I'm running with you now. They don't wanna give it up. Don't get no greater. Feel like I'm on fire. Feel like I'm John Storm. Feel like I'm volatile. Explosive. Get close enough, you notice. Your girl act out of character when she see me approaching. Ain't poaching, I'm just saying. It's nothing. You punching above your weight, I'm something. She ain't seen no substitute in the 18. That's B.A. Baracus. That B.S. That whackness. Get no play in my axis. Make them jump like A.J. Hackett. Guarantee you. In these boots, they couldn't walk 1 mile. Really need to go and hang it up like a drunk dog. So behind the times, they should probably rock a sundial. Shattering their dreams, I can make big puns small. Music from the soul, don't need them to help me. If they fiending for the flash, they should take another selfie. Said I'm running like Mo Farah, so dapper. Swear the whole world could go against me, it don't matter, man. Get it while I'm living, all I ever hear is the clock tick, tick, tick. So I'm about my business and I'm running, I'm running, I'm running with you now. They don't wanna give it up, we gon' make it out. Get it
Welcome back to the Finding Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0. So I'm your host, Vanessa, and I have the fabulous Hens.
You were so going to say my name.
Yeah, I was. I'm just so excited about you being here. It's just so freaking awesome.
I'm excited to be here, actually.
Yay. Yeah. Do you know what I realised? We didn't actually do any introduction for you.
No.
You were just the fabulous Hens, like, forevermore.
That's fine.
You don't need any more? You don't want any more? Would you like to have a minute to introduce yourself? Fabulous Hens.
Yes, I'm Hens. Kia ora, everybody. I work with Ness. I'm out there in the community helping our people, helping empower them, motivate them, and encourage them to, you know, live life again. Really?
Yeah. That's awesome. You do fabulous work. Like, honestly, if I was needing help again, I totally would come see you.
I love your peer work.
Oh.
I have to say, I love your peer work.
We have a little bit of, like, colleague love going on here. It's totally all above board. And
it's
fabulous.
All about the aroha.
It's all about the aroha.
Yeah,
it is.
Share the aroha.
Right, so looking at our fabulous sheet here of fabulous thoughts that you had, which I just, like, honestly, Hen sent this to me. She said, I had thoughts about being on the radio. What about these things? I'm like, I love it. She's like, is that not too much? Tell me if it's too much. I'm like, no, dude, this is, like, amazing. I kind of generally think about stuff and then turn up and wing it. Actually having really awesome thoughts to actually talk to is, like, the bomb. Yeah. So, yeah, and it's that thing of, like, I talk about is, you know, being organized in a way that makes a difference for you, right? Mm. And, like, everyone is different. And it's about self-awareness, recognizing what you need to do for yourself. Like, I was telling Hens, I don't think she quite got it, but it was, like, that whole concept of I need to be organized enough to not freak out. Which, you know, because I know how to do the buttons and the bits and things on the radio.
Yeah.
And I can talk about pretty much anything, mental health. But it's like that thing of, like, if you actually need to be super organized, be super organized.
Yeah.
Because it's actually what makes a difference in your life. That's the thing that you do, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm a mama, so I have to be organized and constantly think ahead. Yeah.
What if and how do I need to do with this and what me need and what for and
I do have to say coming on air made me super anxious.
Yeah.
Not knowing it's, you know, I literally just jumped in there.
Yeah.
Just jumped in there and just took the bull by the horns and now here I am.
Yeah. And it's fantastic. I just really love, like, so much of this stuff, but I got really, like, almost the second point that you've got on your little list there, Hens, is when we develop beliefs, they become sticky.
Yeah.
Our minds are sponges. We absorb values and beliefs that paves the way we pave our futures.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ooh. So tell me more about that.
I absolutely loved that. I learned that while I was studying at Winty. And my tutor, she was like, you know, you are a sponge, absorb everything I have, and then that can set your future up when you graduate, you know, tech.
Yeah.
And I was like, I love that. And it's stuck with me ever since. So, and I created that belief within myself. So, you know, we are, like from the start, we are instilled and we are taught beliefs when we're children. When we're born with literally nothing. So we're cultured and we're, you know, we're taught these sort of things and they stick.
Yeah.
They stick. And for me, that was something new. I've always been real staunch about education and, you know, upskilling, personal growth and that sort of jazz. And my tutor was like, you know, your brain is a sponge. Soak up everything I have to give you. My knowledge is yours.
Yeah.
And then go forward and share, you know. So, I love that.
I love that. And that's so cool. And it's real. I really like it for, like, this whole concept of what is our thought process, what are our beliefs, what are our opinions, what are our judgments about something and how we look at something that's happening and what meaning do we give to something.
Yeah.
Because actually realizing that actually our beliefs and our judgments about something are something that we've come across and we've absorbed our little sponge cells and it's become sticky and it's stuck, right? And it's like, well, actually, do you still choose that? Because, like, you know, if you think about it as, like, if there is an opinion that you have about something, a belief you have about something, a judgment you have about something, and then you're like, well, actually, I don't want that.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, obviously, it's a lot more difficult to, but if you picture it like you're walking down the street and you stand on a piece of chewing gum, it sticks, right?
Yeah.
It may take a bit of effort to get off, right? And depending on the chewing gum, it may take a lot of effort. But it is doable, right? But it's about awareness, acknowledging that is that thing. It's not actually, as you're saying about, it's not the situation that's causing.
Yeah.
It's actually our reaction to it.
Yeah.
And it's that thing of recognizing that actually those beliefs and those reactions and that judgment came from somewhere. Mm. Like, we came across it. And that's then how I love this bit about we pave our future with it. Yeah. Like, that's how we pave our future.
Yeah.
Because actually, isn't that, that's so true, isn't it? Like, we can only create the future from who we are, yeah, and who we believe ourselves to be.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think the thing is, what, you know, having been in this industry, you tend to learn that the biggest critics are ourselves.
Oh, yes. Hey. Yes, yeah, very much, yeah, so. And what can be really important, like, when we're being critical of ourselves, is actually sometimes have that reminder of actually every moment that something is happening, even if it feels like it's going horribly, horribly wrong, it's a learning moment. It's something we could learn from. It's something we could take something away from. There's always going to be something where we could possibly be, like, grateful for in it. And it's like, how can we grow from that? Because actually, if we think about who we've been in the past and who we are now,
yeah,
like, there's been so much growth, right?
Yeah.
And not all of that came from the world's best things happening to us, right?
Mm.
So it's actually a reminder in that moment of critical thought that actually, hey, come on.
Yeah, I think that's just the beauty in being, you know, in building that resilience. You know, that's a beautiful makeup of us as human beings, is that we are constantly adapting, and we are constantly adapting to that change. As you know, it will always go back to how well we choose to react to in the moment.
Yeah.
Ultimately, yeah.
And sometimes that how we choose to react and what our thoughts and our beliefs and the judgments and our meaning we add to things comes from who we are in the moment, who we've been around.
Mm.
And sometimes we're not around great people.
Yeah.
And sometimes we're not around great situations. And sometimes we need some extra support and we want to kind of put our hand up and say, hey, help me. But there's not really people around. And all the people around us aren't going to be the ones that are going to be good for that stuff. So what I want to do now is one of our regular segments. So if you listen to our Fighting Stigma regularly, you know all about the support lines. But if this is your first time listening, every single show I play some support lines at the end of the show. So grab a pen and paper, write some of these down. If you ever need someone to talk to, maybe one of these could be help. So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called. So need to talk, 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and this service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text, 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team. They're part of the community mental health. So they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to, they're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening, you're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. they're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight, and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508-828-865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now, this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people, people who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463. So hopefully you got all those details. If you didn't, come back again next Thursday at 12 noon on Fighting Stigma Show on Free FM 89.0, or catch us on live streaming on freefm.org.nz, or listen on accessradio.org to the podcast, look up Fighting Stigma, or maybe catch us on Apple Podcasts or any other podcast player. But thank you so much for joining me today, Hens. It has been lovely.
Thanks for having
all with
me.
You. Yeah.
Be back next time anyway.
Next time. Brilliant. I'm so excited. So we'll see if the excitement lasts. I'm pretty sure it's gonna.
I think it's going to.
It's gonna be. Yeah. So hopefully I'll be slightly more sedate next time. Can't promise anything. but hopefully you are finding your middle of September is going really well. But from us all here, take care.
Take care.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
For more episodes of this Community Access Radio show, please visit freefm.org.nz. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this podcast possible by funding the Access Internet Radio Project.